Ohio approved and licensed for disposal. At Ron Evans Enterprises, they specialize in sewage system installation and repair. Ron Evans has a full line of flex pipe, culverts, concrete and plastic septic tanks, sewer fittings, water line rolls for the Home American water heaters, along with toilets, standard and ADA. It's all at Ron Evans Enterprise LLC. Give them a call today at 1-800-537-9528 or 740-286-5930.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Would you like to work closer to home, save money on gas, and be rewarded for your hard work and attendance? Then Belicio Foods is looking for you. That's right. Belicio Foods is now hiring for multiple positions and shifts with great employee benefits, an on-site health clinic, competitive wages, and advancement opportunities. Belicio Foods is a company that truly values their employees. Apply online at BeliciOFoods.com/careers.
Everyone, and welcome to the morning show right here on Main Street TV, where I'm here again with special guests in the studio. It's just been chock full this week of all kind of fun people. So welcome, guys.
Thanks.
Hello. Thanks.
Yeah. And if you would, tell everybody who you are.
I am Jordan Lombardo, local musician.
Yes.
Barista. Friend.
All of those things. All around nice dude.
I'm Sean Dean. I am the general manager at Stockroom 601 and Park's Edge Event Center.
Very good. So you have some big, you have a lot of stuff going on, don't you?
Yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend. It kicks off tonight. There's open mic comedy. Spots are already booked up, but Lori Graves, the second Thursday of every month, she hosts an open mic comedy show at Stockroom 601. Unfortunately, Lori won't be there tonight. The McKenzie is going to be filling in, but I've heard her. She's awesome. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And then tomorrow starts our Nothing But Bangers St. Patrick's Day weekend. Lots of stuff going on, lots of food and drink specials. Session 5 will be playing tomorrow evening starting at 8 p.m. On the Stockroom stage. Should be an awesome time. And Saturday evening, we've got Greg Higley. He is a Chillicothe musician, another amazing singer. He'll be on the Stockroom stage at 8 o'clock as well. So between the Guinness and Jameson and all of the food and drink specials, it should be an awesome weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And unless you've been under a rock, folks, this is St. Patrick's Day. We're going to go with weekend. Yep. Because when St. Patrick's Day falls on the weekend, it's a whole thing.
Absolutely.
So, no, I can remember when I lived in Columbus and I, you know, being from here, it was like, okay, St. Patrick's Day, whatever. And everybody wore green and that was it. And so when I was living in Columbus, I interned at WNCI for the morning zoo. And it was my first taste of how insane people get on St. Patrick's Day, because I had to be there at like 5 a.m. at this bar. And people were already just done. It just went from there. And it was hilarious all day long.
I spent 20 years in Atlanta running restaurants. And down there, people got crazy.
Yeah. It's just like the day to lose your mind.
I call it an amateur day.
Yeah, amateur hour. Yeah, absolutely. That New Year's Eve.
Yep.
Write those two off. Yep. But that's awesome. But yeah, so people get wild on St. Patrick's Day. Let alone having it be the weekend.
Absolutely.
So, Jordan told me he was going to make some green coffee at the spot.
I could do it. I don't know if I.
He really didn't tell me that.
I didn't say that, but I would do it.
How would you make coffee green?
A little bit of cream, a little bit of green food coloring.
Yeah, green food coloring. I think you could do. We've had some green drinks at the spot before. I can't remember. I think one of them was like green mint. Some type of green mint thing that kind of.
Just saying. It's a thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could do it.
Good. Could do it. All right. So you guys at the stock room, kind of kicking off the weekend. So tonight you're going to have the comedy.
Yep. Live show. Comedy starts at 7 o'clock. It's
so how do you participate in that?
So typically you would email Lori, LoriGComedy@gmail.com. But the spots are full for tonight, but she typically vets people and then, you know, has a little lineup and then they all come in. And
How would
it's 5 minute spots per comic.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And how do you get to come in and watch? Do you have to have a ticket?
Nope,
or?
No tickets. It's free. Everything this weekend is free. There's no covers at all. So tonight, Friday night with session 5, Saturday night, there are no covers. So, yeah.
Awesome.
And like I said, lots of food and drink specials. So if you're trying to, you know, just have some fun and not break the bank, it's a good way to do it.
So I'm sure that a lot of people, I mean, I get it, but maybe people aren't getting your reference to bangers. You want to talk about that for a minute?
So bangers and mash is a typical Irish.
Bangers and mash.
Yes. they're called bangers. It's sausages, but they're called bangers because when you cook them, they would bang.
They would like blow up.
Yeah. So that's where they got the name bangers. So we'll have bangers and mash this weekend. And to play on that, we're doing a nothing but bangers St. Patrick's Day weekend where the bands will be playing. Nothing but bangers.
See how it all ties in together. Woohoo. All right, Jordan. So in case, again, you've been living under a rock, one of the most talented musicians in the entire world is sitting two people to my right. And now I would say, Jordan, you are definitely one of the most talented, if not the most talented, musician in our area. And we appreciate you stopping by. This dude can do it all. And you have your hand in so many different kind of bands and helping out here and there and whatever. It's so cool. But let's talk about the band that will be playing Saturday night at the Stock Room, which is Session 5.
Friday night. So that band is Session 5, which is kind of my main band.
Okay.
I definitely the most active. We're based in Columbus, Ohio. So most of our shows are in Columbus, but we do have the opportunity to come down here every now and then, which is great. And then Friday, like you said, there's no cover charge. That's the first time we play down here where we're able to have no cover charge because
awesome.
The last few times have been at the Marquee, and it's been an event where
part
you
of
get
an
to
event.
Buy a ticket. Yeah. So it's harder to get people in the door, and there's also not drinks. So, you know, live music and drinks usually go together pretty well.
Yeah.
So it's just harder to... I think it'll be a good night tomorrow with the combination of drinks and no cover charge.
And it being St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Yes. And also we have, it's a big, exciting lineup. It's going to have our typical 5-piece band. And then we also have 3 locals from Jackson County playing with us. Paul Hogue on trombone. He's going to play.
You
trombone.
Got the big Hogue?
Oh, yeah. I got Big Hogue and Little Hogue.
You got Daddy Hogue and Little Hogue?
I got...
Oh, my gosh.
Daddy Hogue and Boy Hogue.
Woo.
Got them both.
Now, that's saying something.
I got connections. You just...
The Hogue duo.
Yeah. Anytime...
Hogue squared.
You got them together. Exactly. You got them together. That
Hogue and Hogue.
Recipe for a great night, you know?
Something good, yeah. So let's talk about... Session 5 and like some of the songs and you know what you guys will be playing, what people can expect.
So I tried to more or less curate the set list for the Appalachian folk down here to be a little more a little more Appalachian.
Okay.
So it's a little more country than we usually play. We play a lot of pop and stuff up in Columbus, like Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, stuff like that.
Okay.
But for Stockroom, we're playing some more like, I don't know the country artist names necessarily. You know, like Tennessee Whiskey.
Yeah.
Gunpowder and Lead, stuff like that, you know. Just kind of modern country. We do some older country too. Before He Cheats, you know, that song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just stuff like that. And then we have some rock music. With the horn section, we're doing kind of some... older stuff.
Love that.
Like Superstition, brick house, stuff like that. Just fun stuff that has trumpets. Let Josh love shred trumpet. On the trumpet. You know?
Yeah, let him go.
Yeah,
he's got to de-rust his trumpet. Pull it out of the pull it out of the case. And
well, that's why we do that. We want to
make sure it isn't.
We got to keep him. Yeah, we got to keep his chops up. So.
Got to keep his lungs clear.
Mm-hmm. He's been practicing all week.
Has he all week? No. We are so blessed in this area to have such talent and from singers, musicians, artists. It just goes on and on and on. We are a very creative community, I feel like. And so to get to showcase some of that, that's awesome. And you get to see the show for free.
Absolutely.
So that's really cool.
Free is always good.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk a little bit about session five. If people want to catch up in Columbus or something like that, where do you guys typically play?
So this month we played, we kind of have a stacked list of shows this last month. So last weekend we played Soda Downs Casino, which is really fun.
Yeah.
You know, people just like, getting blackout drunk and
pulling the one-armed bandit and
losing their mortgage on red, stuff like that.
It's but great then, to watch. It's
yeah,
so
but you
fun.
Go around the corner and we're playing and it's, you know, they forget about all of it. Hopefully. Probably not, but maybe. So that's really fun. That was last Friday. And then Saturday we played at the happy hour for the Columbus Crew game, which is everybody's there. And it was excruciatingly cold. So it was still a nice time, but it was, I mean, it was packed and we're just trying to get people hyped up for the game.
Yeah.
Warmed up.
Freezing.
So that was really fun. We play just little bars. Last year we did Columbus Zoo. That was fun.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. We played and on our breaks, we just had finger food and got to hang out with the giraffes out back. It was pretty cool.
It's a good day when you get to hang out with a giraffe.
That is
drafts awesome. And music. Yeah. I would have never thought, but.
Right? I got to feed a giraffe at the Ohio State Fair one time, and it was like one of the highlights of my life. I thought that was really cool.
They're also,
I've ever fed a giraffe.
They're also way bigger, like, I feel like, than you think they are, too.
Yes.
I kind of thought maybe they were like horse size, but with a long neck.
Yeah, no.
No, it's a dinosaur.
Huge. Yeah.
It's an actual
they're ginormous.
Dinosaur.
Yeah. They're really, really cool.
So I can't say I was. I'd be lying if I say I wasn't a little bit scared of them, but I still think it was cool.
Yeah.
They had dividers up, so.
So no feeding the giraffe at the Columbus Zoo?
I don't know if you're able to feed them or not. I wasn't going to try either way.
I like my limbs. Oh, my God. There's the old rusty horn player himself. Are you eating pizza?
Yeah, I told him.
It is pie day.
It's true.
Why don't I have pizza?
You want these?
Yeah.
It's breakfast pizza.
I love breakfast pizza.
I want a piece.
We want pizza.
I've got 3 pieces left.
We'll share. I'll be nice. Cut it in half. No, that's awesome. You guys get to play a lot. Yeah. So you live here in this area, but then you know, the band kind of goes up north and plays. Now, are most of the people in session five, are they local or to here, or are they all over the place?
So our bass player is Jason Hogue. So we carpool a lot because almost I'd say 95% of our shows are in Columbus.
Okay.
Or Columbus surrounding areas. So
he's actually bringing us pizza.
Well, I'm not kidding.
Speedway has breakfast pizza.
Oh, yeah.
You've hit a new low when you eat gas station breakfast pizza. Here, we can scoot around.
Worse than Burger King
coffee. It might be. So the last time Jordan came in, we were giving him all kind of crap because he works at the Spot, which is our local, you know, amazing coffee shop, and he brings in Burger King coffee. So today he brings in McDonald's coffee.
But you work at the Spot.
I want to go on record and say that I told my boss that I would come in after this is over because I was scheduled at 9.
Uh-huh.
So, I didn't want to go in there and be like, coffee, like, give me my coffee so I can not come into work
come to work on time.
Yeah. So I didn't want to do that.
You just tell her that you're hanging out here with us, and she'll be okay.
I'll let her know.
Yeah, or she might not be okay.
I think it'll be all right.
So, okay, we got to open this breakfast pizza and see what it looks like. Breakfast pizza. So it is pie day.
I mean,
yeah, and so
does that extend to pizza pie?
I think so.
Absolutely. There really are only two pieces left. I went in this morning, so.
Dylan, can you find us a knife to cut up the pizza?
I'm actually good, so y'all can help yourselves.
Okay. Shout out to Speedway. Speedway has $3.14 pizzas today.
Whole pizzas.
Whole pizza.
Yeah, for $3.14. Yep.
I didn't even know Speedway had pizza in general, so I'm learning something.
I didn't either until I stopped by a couple days ago and saw the sign. I was like, mm-hmm. That's clever.
Okay. All right, Jordan, you want to try this?
Cool. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll try it. If you just...
Yep.
Now, it's been there for an hour, so it's, you know...
Yeah, it's a little
room temperature pizza.
It's pizza. It's a little cold.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come in and interrupt your show with food, but...
Oh, no. This is probably saving us.
That's good. Well,
it's actually good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's breakfast pizza. You know, it's.
So it's sausage and cheese.
I'm gonna get heartburn for sure.
It's pizza and, you know, what do they say about pizza? Pizza and other things in life, even when they're bad, they're still pretty good.
Yep. Uh-huh. That'd be it. Okay. We did okay.
Anyway, I really did just stop in to say hi, make sure you guys were doing good.
I'm just talking about how you've been practicing all week for your performance.
Okay, well, I've been practicing not necessarily all week, but I have sat down a couple of times. It really is, it's rough because...
Well, it's because you had to get all the file all the rust off of your trumpet because it's been sitting around so long.
Well, actually, I got a new horn, or new to me, when we played last year, which it was a year ago that we played at the Marquee.
Like almost exactly a year
ago. Was it?
Yeah.
And what's funny is that since then, I played with the jazz band at Jackson for, like, Ryan called me, hey, my trumpet player's sick, can you come play?
Yeah.
Sure. But I hadn't played.
You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you put it on your face, you're like, this is, like, a foreign object.
Did you preface and let them know that you're not a high schooler?
Yeah, I'm definitely a little old by for a high schooler. Yeah, by the way,
there's this like lack of hair situation going on that doesn't have you blend in.
No, so there was, and honestly, there's been this thing where when I play, I've had a lot of trouble with abdominal cramps when I play. So I've been trying to get past that and hope that I'm not going to run into any issues. Knock on wood. Right now, I've been okay. But I'm also just trying to take it easier when I do that. But it is, it's a muscle, and you lose that.
Right.
So, like, the picture of myself, what I was trying to get maybe people can see is that if there's, you see the picture of me, you're jamming this piece of metal on your face and making your lips do things that they haven't done forever, and your breathing gets crazy, and so everything... is so much, it's hard to believe how much physical strain I put on myself when I play a trumpet.
Yeah.
It's very strange
to
me, but it's like every muscle in my body just tenses when I play.
Got to have that strong core.
And mine is more of a, not necessarily a strong core, but more of a flabby core.
So. I feel you.
So,
same.
Anyway, no, playing with Jordan and, you know, and Jason in session 5, I was saying on the radio for many of our, you know, viewers here, I know Barbara is often one of them. To me, it reminds me of the days with the Marquee All-Stars when we first did the open and all the people who wanted to come and, you know, come and see the All-Stars and it's so many different people who came together. And Jordan was a part of that. But then it becomes so difficult to put that many people together. And session 5 is doing music that is similar, more current, a lot of it. But getting a chance for Paul Hogue and I and Ryan Hurd, the Apple Tower of Power, getting us together to play and get to play with them is just a lot of fun. What I like about this performance there in particular is the Marquee is a wonderful, wonderful venue.
Yeah.
I love being at the Marquee.
For sure.
But seeing session 5 into me, what is their more natural element, which is going to a bar and everybody's having a good time, food and drink and talking and getting to kind of mix in and mingle with the band versus feeling like you're on stage and everybody's watching you and they're having a good time in their chair. But that's the part that's really exciting because for session five, this is probably the first place that you have played locally with session five. Is that true?
Yes. Besides the Marquee, yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's a good chance to see, you know, to see again some local people, local boy done good, and get a chance to see them in that environment. So that's really exciting for me, and I get to play. Yay!
Yay!
I'm excited.
Yeah. Are you going to play something too?
I am going to play sitting in a chair and enjoying the view.
Yeah, I feel ya.
He's going to play Green Beer.
Yes.
Green Beer and Jameson.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, oh man, I probably should stock up on some Jameson. I forgot about that. Yeah.
And some Irish cream.
Yeah, all of that stuff. Well, cool. All right. So you will get to see Josh hanging out with Session 5.
Yep.
And you'll get to see Sean.
Working
and watching Session 5. So very, very cool.
Yeah.
No, I love that. So Josh, while you're here, any fun movies coming out?
Kung Fu Panda has been the crazy one right now, which is, I mean,
another one.
Yeah, Kung Fu Panda 4. I talked to Mark Carman. He went to see it. He said it was fantastic. And Mark goes to the movies a lot anyway. So he said, yeah, I watched that Kung Fu Panda movie. It was really good. Which one opens this weekend? I didn't bring my phone in with me. I know that there's Godzilla versus Kong is coming soon. Ghostbusters.
Yes.
I love another Ghostbusters.
Another Ghostbusters?
So this is the Frozen Empire, I think is what it's called. So it's the sequel to the new Ghostbusters stuff with the kids.
So a sequel to the prequel.
And the originals, yes. Well, it's not a prequel. It's they're supposed to be like
grandchildren. That's right. You're right.
So
a sequel to the sequel.
Paul Rudd is in that, and I can't remember what the.
It's got all the original three, not including Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd, and I forget the other gentleman's name.
That's not Ivan Reitman. No.
No, the guy who plays Winston.
I don't know
his name.
I can see his face in my head.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I got it. Egon.
I was really excited to see what they did at the end of the first actual sequel.
Yeah.
Whenever they kind of teased the fact that like they're rebuilding the empire.
So
I haven't seen that one.
The new Ghostbusters has kind of a soft place in my heart because when we opened Danbury, that was the first big release movie that we had.
Oh.
When we opened Danbury up was the new Ghostbusters, and we had. A Slimer in the lobby forever. I'm hoping to get a hold of Zach, last name. Can't remember. It's from Vinton County originally. And get a hold of his Slimer again and see if we can't put it out. But we had popcorn and candy all over the Slimer. And it's huge. It's beautiful.
Nice.
That's awesome.
So, again,
such nerds.
Yeah, I own that one.
I was at a CinemaCon. It was the first time I had been there for that, and we got to see that new Ghostbusters movie like 4 months before
it came out.
And it was like, this is the best. I can't talk. I remember being on here. It's like, I can't talk about it. But
you did that
really
with Top
cool.
Gun, too.
Yes.
I saw it. I can't tell you anything.
I can't tell you anything, but it was really great. So, yeah. So I'm trying to remember what else. Danbury.com, TriCity.com, Silverscreen.com. All of that information is there. So,
yeah.
All right. I'm going back to hang out with Matt.
Okay. Well, thanks for the pie.
Yeah, no problem. Again, I know that.
Today is Pi Day, 3.14.
Yeah.
314.
It's Genius Day.
Because geniuses use pi, because I can't even remember what the heck I used pi for.
It's Albert Einstein's birthday. So it's mathematical formula for like
the circumference of a circle. Yep.
Okay.
Whew. Radius times 3.14 equals, yeah.
Yeah. Stop. Sorry.
That's okay.
Einstein's birthday, Genius Day. It's National Potato Chip Day.
Oh, well. Pfft.
Popcorn Lover's Day, which I didn't realize was a thing. I just know Popcorn Day.
Speaking of potato chips, I recently brought a potato chips back to Stockroom too.
Oh, and the fresh fries. If you haven't had a chance to talk about that yet.
I have not.
So, oh yeah. These guys have got plenty of things to talk about right now. Yeah. So. All right, I'm going to get out.
All right, thanks.
Hi, Mom.
Appreciate you. Hi, Mom. All right, so Jordan, I think we actually have... Dylan, what do we have?
Oh, you mean the...
What do you mean, huh? Well, didn't you have a video of Jordan?
Yeah, I have two videos of Jordan.
Okay. Do you want to play two videos of Jordan?
Yeah, so I want to play this one first because I think it's absolutely hilarious and we need a refresher that this happened.
This is what, a year ago?
Yep.
He has a great voice and will be singing a song or two this Saturday at the Marquee.
Eyeball emoji. Yeah, I'll probably sing a song.
Wait, I feel like I should be going.
Yeah. Yeah, one of those.
Like that,
Yeah, songs. He wasn't there last time.
Is his last name really Harmony, or did he make that up? Oh, I forgot about that.
All names are made up.
Me too. Dude, all names are made up. Jordan Lombardo, local genius. I want to hang out with this John Harmony fella.
Me, of course, very unflattering image of me there looking
strange. Oh, you look quite dapper.
Strange.
Yeah. Oh, now there you go. You look like a real bad A there.
Well, yeah, I look like I'm always just wanting to just like physically violate someone. I don't know. here's a Mona Lisa paint. This exactly how it is.
Gotcha.
That's awesome.
I didn't know you guys had TikTok.
Well, now you do.
I have to follow you on there.
Well, it's all right. Don't bother. They're probably going to ban it anyway. So it's all good. I forgot about the Harmony guy.
He's cool.
Yeah. And where's he today?
Columbus.
John Harmony. Where are you?
He might come down tomorrow. I don't know. I'll have to ask him. He might be around. He's a cool guy.
Dude, you should put that out on the sign, like John Harmony may or may not be here.
Yeah, I can make that happen.
Yeah, we.
Yeah, I think that's a fair thing.
People will be so confused, like who is?
Yeah, right. They'll be like,
what is?
And it's just we're just gonna all act like he is. It's like the next big thing, or is the big thing?
Kind of is.
Yeah, John Harmony has in the house.
His TikTok is popping off. He has like thousands upon thousands, like hundreds of thousands of followers.
Really?
Yeah, we made that video at the same time. He did the exact same thing that I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Also, we are on John Harmony's thousands of followers TikTok.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. From a year ago. Well, very good. So you do have a video of Jordan's band, right?
Yeah, this is a music video, so we'll probably take a break for it and just let it play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that, and then we'll be back on the other side of it.
Everything off my list. Told me that you're down to be my electricity in our first game. not me. It's you. Tell me what's the reason now. Never this one before. Not the first one to let me down. And I don't believe anymore. See through it all. I'd rather be single. No, it's too rarely young. A big single. See through it all. I'd rather be single. No, it's too rarely young. A big signal.
That's awesome. And that video featured none other than John Harmony.
John Harmony. He was wearing Jason Hoag's shirt.
Because how the background was black.
Yeah.
He was wearing a black shirt that day. And we're like, oh, it's too, you know, it blends in too much. Yeah. It looks like you're just a head.
Yeah.
So we're like.
Which that might have been kind of funny.
And cool, then Jason had his shirt there. I'm like, hey, put that shirt on. So cameo from Baby Hoag's shirt and John Harmony.
Yep.
Classic.
So if you don't start calling Jason Hoag Baby Hoag, I'm going to be so upset with you.
That is a beautiful nickname.
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling him that.
We were like, well, he is a grown man, but he's younger than me, so he's a baby.
Well.
How's that?
Will is
fair.
Yeah, it works.
Will's the Jason Derulo. That's what they kind of call him right now in the band.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Fun fact, I produced that song, too.
You did?
Yep. Played all the guitars, did all the mixing, mastering. Took a long time.
Told you he's talented.
It was fun.
Yeah. So, Sean, off the air, you were telling me that you've been working really, really hard while we were watching this video on really tweaking the lighting and sound and all that at the stock room for this concert.
Yeah. So when I took over operations there 6 weeks ago, a lot of the equipment was outdated. It had been there for forever in previous iterations, you know, Johnny's and before that. A lot of the sound and lighting had just stayed there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, one of the things that I feel is when people go out, they want good quality sound, and I'm very nerdy when it comes to that stuff. So I walked in and I was like, this is very convoluted. This doesn't really work. And started just taking it all apart.
Yeah.
Cleaning everything up. So like all of the DJ lighting, all of that has been, if it doesn't work, it's gone. Cleaned up sense. And right. You would, so yeah, the dance floor is looking better than I can't speak for the past, but it looks great now. The stage is wide open now. There's a whole lot more room to put, you know, 8 people on the stage.
Awesome.
So yeah, I'm really excited. It's been a lot of work. I've been on a ladder for the past 4 days, but we've made it. It looks great. I'm very proud of it now.
Well, good deal. And as long as you stand on the ladder and don't fall off the ladder, we'll
I have not fallen shoot. Off. So I don't know if I'd be sitting here if I had.
And don't step off to the right, because that thing in the middle is not a step. I learned that the hard way. It's just going to bend and fall. Don't step that way.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited. I really wanted to get everything, you know, this is the first big weekend that I've been a part of at Stockroom and Park's Edge. So wanted it to shine.
Yeah. So it'll be a good weekend. And Jordan, you want to give any plugs for anything else that you have coming up in the future while you're here?
Future Saturday, the day after Stockroom, we have the Jackson County Roots Folk Festival.
Yeah.
I'm in 3 groups there.
3 of the what? 7?
9.
9.
Yeah.
3.
So
you're a busy man.
33%.
And here's Jordan Lombardo again. Yeah.
Well, I'll be doing a little bit different stuff in all of them.
Yeah. No.
I'm gonna try to just. I'm playing with Joseph and His Ghost, which is kind of a punk rock type band. I'm just adding bass. I'm gonna try to.
Okay.
Just. Disappear into the background,
and then Wildwood look evil like you did in the TikTok.
I'm not going to actively try to, but I have a feeling it's going to happen because it always does.
That lighting of that TikTok, it's just so
funny. Just like
that picture,
it's Halloween
just
lighting.
Like, yeah.
I can't help it. I tried. It just at a certain point, I just gave up. I'm like, yeah, it's just
my
what
mean
I look like.
Face.
Scare little kids. No big deal.
Yeah, no, but that is coming up at the Marquee on Saturday.
Yeah.
So
and it's during the day. So starts at 5.
5 to
and it goes until
probably end at 10.
Yeah, probably about 10.
And there will be 6 cents beer there. Just to let you know.
Okay. Yeah. And other refreshments, I think. And Bart Wiseman's Sonic Rhythm Academy will be there.
Super cool.
So if you could support those kids, that would be good. Like you were saying earlier, how we have all this talent around here.
Yes.
We're trying to kind of kindle that flame of just getting instruments in kids' hands, getting them inspired.
Yeah, and I think the cool thing about the Sonic Rhythm Academy is, and I'm not sure if Sean's as familiar with it, but you're getting instruments in hands of kids that might not have ever, A, had the opportunity, or B, financially had the opportunity, which is unbelievably cool.
Yeah, because, that's a big thing.
It's... You know,
like I struggled when I started. It was because instruments are expensive.
They're expensive, yeah.
Especially good ones. If you want a good instrument that like is going to last you, they're expensive.
Yeah.
Especially like wind and brass instruments.
Yeah.
Astronomical.
There's no, you know, we do have that blood in us, you know, here in our area of music and whatever. And I feel like there should never be a kid that doesn't get a chance to explore that if they want to.
Yeah.
So, and I think that was Bart's vision and thanks to all you guys for continuing it on.
Mm-hmm.
So super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So so you can get to hear the kids play on Saturday right at 5.
Yep. They're opening up. They do a real good job. They'll be there. And there'll be a bunch of other Ben Davis Jr., Ethan Michael, Andy Milliken, Mitch Rose.
Yep.
Wildwood Franklin.
Yep.
Who am I missing? Missing somebody.
If we can expel the flu from Morgan's body.
Oh, yeah.
We're sending him good juju.
And then my jazz quartet's playing last at 9:15. Yeah, 9:15. Awesome. You don't get to hear jazz a lot around here. It's not necessarily folk music.
I think that's really cool that we do get to hear it around here. That you guys have given us that opportunity.
Music.
Yeah. Very, very cool. So that's going on Saturday night, plus a whole lot of other St. Patrick's Day stuff going on. So, wow. So, Stock Room, let's go over kind of the weekend things again.
Yep. So, there's the flyer for this weekend. So starting tomorrow night, session 5 will be playing at 8 p.m. Friday evening. And then we have all of those food and drink specials listed there. Saturday, we've got Greg Higley. He starts at 8 p.m. He's a solo acoustic performer. He is awesome.
We have a video from him forwarded from Big Papa, so I'm going to go ahead and play that.
Okay. Well, let's do that then.
Hello, Jackson County. My name is Greg Higley, and I'm fired up to be making it your way this Saturday night at the Stock Room 601. That's March 16th. I get started around 8 p.m., and I'm going to be playing some songs here on my acoustic guitar and singing for you. Very request-oriented, so 80s, 90s, even the current country music. I'm your guy, George Strait, Merle Haggard, Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen, Joe Diffie. I love the 90s as well. So come on out, all right? I grew up here in Ross County. I've lived in Tennessee for the last 25 years. Just moved home to be closer to family about a year and a half ago and having a blast playing music here back home. So first time in Jackson County. Hope it's not the last, all right? I'm going to leave you with a little Toby Keith, and we'll see you Saturday night, Stock Room 601, 8 p.m. I should have been a cowboy. Should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. We'll see you soon.
Love that. Sounds fun.
He is fun. That's one of the things I love about Greg is he's not kidding when he says he takes requests. He is very engaged with the audience. It's too often singers will just sit up on a stool and play and just kind of like shut themselves off. And
that would be hard too to take requests. So you'd have to like whip that out of your brain.
Well, that just goes to show how talented he is. He was in Nashville doing a lot of recording and whatnot. So when he came back to Ross County, I booked him at my prior employer. And it filled the house. I mean, he was awesome. And so
cool.
I made it a point to book him here. Let's get him here in Jackson and see.
Love that.
See what happens. So I'm excited.
Very good. Well, guys, what else you want to talk about? We have a few minutes.
So we have line dancing.
Oh,
line dancing at Park's Edge Event Center every Monday night.
This was a thing. And then y'all are telling me about it. And I'm like, what is going on? Y'all are losing your minds at the Park's Edge Event Center on Monday nights.
It was kind of one of those things where I was looking at the calendar and I was like, there's nothing going on Monday nights or that I've, you know, found that's, you know, fun. Just hang out and, you know, let loose a little bit. So I wound up getting with Aaron. I think that's at a different I'm not sure where that's at. But the crowd at the Park's Edge Event Center is they're awesome. They're having a lot of fun. And every Monday night, starting at 6:30 p.m., you go in and you can learn three dances, different dances to different songs. Aaron's really good at showing you all the steps to the dance and making sure you got it. And then you dance it and then you learn some more. And
I know the Tush Push.
I can't say that I know that one.
Oh. It's the only one I learned.
I'm not coordinated enough to dance. Like
I mean, the electric slide, but that doesn't.
Yeah, count. Yeah. We but
no,
yeah.
That's the whole fun part. If you're not coordinated, yeah,
absolutely,
like, that's even better.
Well, and it's only $5. I mean, where are you going to have that kind of fun and right. You know, learn to dance for only $5?
Right.
So,
absolutely. Jordan, are you doing that?
No.
I
should hold your instrument and line dance and play.
Hold the keyboard.
Yeah, like a baby.
No. Strenuous movement is not for me. I'm cultivating mass.
I feel you.
Breakfast pizza and just let it build.
Yeah,
up.
This is a work in progress, right?
Well, I mean, by the time line dancing starts, I've typically had a full day of work, so I'm kind of just like, I'm just going to stand back and watch y'all have some fun and live vicariously through others.
I'll point and giggle.
I'm not going to giggle in front of them. Like,
no, you just point and giggle to yourself.
Yeah. But yeah, that's every Monday night for the next 9 weeks at least. There's Aaron. He's at the front there. That's with DJ Brock Wolford there to his right. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, my God.
That's the Park's Edge Event Center.
I'd be the one in the hiding in the back corner somewhere.
Well, there were lots of those. people trying to get away from the camera, so I was filming from all different angles, just walking all around, so I got everyone.
How fun!
Yeah,
it is good exercise, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why I always thought Zumba was so fun, because it's like you're just dancing around.
Yeah. I do a lot of dancing when no one's watching, just me and my cats.
Heard.
Gotcha. Typically dancing to try to avoid tripping over them.
Okay. I get it.
But yeah, we've got there's lots of exciting things coming to Stockroom. I'm bringing some of my culinary experience there, and the menu is going to be getting a major overhaul soon.
Okay.
I'm very excited for the changes to come. I don't want to really talk too much about it because we're in the planning and starting to execute phase, but I really think that we're going to be bringing some really awesome stuff to Jackson County that we haven't seen yet. So
awesome.
Yeah, I'm super stoked.
Good deal.
Yeah.
All right, including some great music.
Absolutely. Well, that's one thing, too, is like I want music every weekend. Every Friday and Saturday night, like my plan is to have music, live music at Stockroom 601. So I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have a great venue for that.
Yeah.
The stage and everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely perfect for that. So, well, cool. All right. Jordan, got anything else?
Nothing else really coming up. I guess besides the Jackson High School Musical, that's my next weekend.
So here's the funny part about that. I had the opportunity, and I was asked to go be a speaker to some of the middle school kids yesterday for like a class thing. So there were a lot of them, so we came in, and so Mrs. West is the one that had asked me, so we went into the auditorium. There's this whole, she goes, oh, I forgot about the play, but it is the set, they're doing a SpongeBob musical. The set is worth the price of admission.
I've seen a couple of the pictures. They look, that set looks awesome.
Adorable. Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely adorable. And so, yeah, I got to see it up close and personal firsthand before probably the public. But
And the creativity involved in making some of those props is awesome.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Who would have thought to do that? Like, it's awesome.
Coral, I
it's
saw so the, cool. coral the coral was, like,
solo cups.
Solo cups, like, neon-colored solo cups, and then, like, some pool noodles cut and swirled.
Yep.
You cannot, it's just, you cannot walk in that auditorium and see that set and be in a bad mood. It's 100% impossible.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is so cute. So, yeah. So the musical for Jackson will be next weekend, right? SpongeBob.
Yes, next weekend. Yes, that's right.
Okay. Yeah. So you get to play in that?
Yeah, I'm in the pit. Playing guitar and lap steel in the pit, and I've never touched lap steel before.
What's lap steel?
It's similar to a guitar, but it's played with essentially a slide, which is like a metal bar.
Like a steel guitar. You've
heard it. Slide guitar.
You've heard it before. It's like in Hawaiian music, where you have like, like that type of thing.
I guess that makes sense.
You need that for SpongeBob.
They use it a lot in country music too.
Yeah, and in country music, it's you've heard it before.
So it's like a steel guitar,
Slide. It's on tabletop with like a metal cylinder on a finger, and then you're able to control the,
Well, if anyone can figure it out, you can. I've never played this before.
I'm just in there hanging on for dear life. Like, it's like trying to read it, and the strings, like, it kind of looks like a guitar, but the tuning's a little bit different. So, like, you have that kind of just dissonance of, like, what is happening right now? I'm like, this isn't.
I'm just going to move some of these things and pray.
I'll get it figured out.
Yeah, you will. No, Mr. Hurd was in there yesterday as I was trying to talk, I was getting ready to talk, and. He's like trying to figure out where to put everything in the pit.
Oh,
he's like,
there's
no room.
There's so many musicians in there.
He's like, there's no room for all these people. What are we going to do? And then it was just funny.
Yeah, there's like, there's strings and horns and drums. And then there's like three guitarists, a bass guitarist. And then on some of the guitar
books.
And
there's a cello, he said.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's not small.
It's not at all small.
it's packed in there.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting in there for 3 hours during rehearsal, like crammed up, trying to like
praying you could slide this thing in the right direction.
Trying to do the transitions.
It'll be fun though.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I'm sure you'll be great.
He'll be great. And you know, and these musicals, I hope, you know, to digress, I hope that you get out and support these kids because they've worked their butts off on any school.
Oh yeah.
You know, they're working their butts off. And again, speaking of young talent, like this is how we showcase it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And we've had a couple of the groups in here on the show, and I mean, it just sounds like they're doing amazing things. So good for them. But yeah, no, I did get to see SpongeBob yesterday.
I'm hoping to be able to see it. I'm hoping to.
I think it's gonna
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I think you can see it.
Yeah, absolutely. You have some opportunity to get there. So anyway,
awesome.
All right, well, guys. I guess we'll let you get out of here. What are some of your food specials this weekend?
So we're doing the bangers and mash.
Yes.
And then
hopefully none explode. Or that would be fun if they did.
Sure. Just not too bad. And then, like I said, we brought back the hand cut fries. And that's kind of all that I've had a chance to get done with getting all the music and lighting and whatnot taken care of. So, we're going to get into the habit of having weekend specials too. So. Lots of things to make happen, and so yeah, it's exciting.
Can we get a food tab?
Oh,
one hand cut fry each member.
I can do that for you.
We can all get one hand cut fry
here in the house. Thank you.
Yeah, just one fry.
I can do more than that. Yeah. Come on,
just cut up one potato for the.
Yeah, you can just split this one potato.
I'm sure we can offer more than that.
I'm going to get some either way. So.
There you go.
And a breakfast.
Really, really tasty. I've had a lot of good feedback on those fries. So. Yep.
All right. Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for being here. We greatly appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Sounds like lots of fun things going on this weekend here in Jackson. So, yeah, of course.
Be safe, though. Don't make bad decisions.
Don't be an amateur.
Yeah, be safe.
Just don't be an amateur.
Please be safe.
Yeah. Don't do something stupid.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go over the weather forecast. We have one warm day left, which is today before it hits the fan again. And so we'll take it. Boy, yesterday was absolutely gorgeous. I literally went out in the yard and laid down. I'm like, I am going to soak up every ounce that I can get of this. So thanks, guys. Appreciate you coming in. Jordan took his pizza. It's all right. You can eat it with your McDonald's coffee. Just don't let Jenny see you doing that. Breakfast pizza and McDonald's coffee. You're going to be in so much trouble by the time you get there. So thanks, guys. All right. So for today, weather-wise, looking like partly cloudy skies. Highs around 76 today. Lows dipping down to about 58 for tomorrow on Friday, which for some reason I was thinking today was Friday because I'm an idiot. We do have highs around 67 and then that 80% chance of rain in the forecast. And, you know, as the weekend rolls on, it gets a little bit cooler, and check that out by Monday, back down into the 40s. And next week will be 40s and 30s with that chance of snow. Breakfast pizza. Are you jealous you didn't get breakfast pizza?
No, not at all. I don't like breakfast pizza much.
You don't like anything, Dylan.
Oh, shoot.
Dang it.
Dang it.
That ain't it.
I'm just going to eat my breakfast pizza. Look, we got our Easter basket back.
Yep.
We should talk about that for a minute.
Should.
You talk, I'll chew.
Okay. Yeah, so our Easter basket here, little bunny dude, I made this up not too long ago, and I'm trying to just get it out there, do a fun little thing for our social medias. So if you want to enter, you can go to our Facebook, well, Jeremiah Shaver's Facebook, but I've shared it on all of ours, and you can see the post there. You just subscribe to the YouTube channel and at Three Friends, and you've entered. So by doing that, you've entered, and on Easter Day, we will draw on the show here, maybe, because there's a lot of entries, so I'm not really sure how I can make that happen. But I'm
guessing we're not going to do that on Easter Day, considering that it's a Sunday.
The day before Easter, no, the day before Easter Day, so yeah, or the following Monday.
I'll
figure it out.
But what else in the basket? Tell everybody.
Two tickets to Tri-City, one $50 stockroom gift card, a 3-month online Telegram subscription, two Total Media t-shirts, two Total Media keychains, and Easter eggs with candy in them, and then some candy in the basket, and then, of course, the basket.
There you go.
Yep.
You can win it for free. All you have to do is subscribe to the YouTube channel, which costs you nothing.
It costs you nothing.
So very good. So what the heck else you got going on, Dylan?
I did this.
So that's Jackson High School baseball, right?
Yep. We will be live streaming it every home game corresponding with the radio. And on the stream, you'll see the action. We have multiple wireless cameras set up that we can cut in between.
That's awesome.
And yeah, we have someone who will man a camera and follow the action like that person's doing right there. And Dan and Pete will be commentating the whole game on the stream and on the radio.
Okay, very good. And when is the first game?
That I do not know.
I know they're headed to Myrtle Beach at some point. And
I believe it's in 2 weeks is the first game. I don't know the exact day, but about 2 weeks.
Very cool. That looks really good, you guys.
I know. I was very pleased. So, yeah, we'll be doing that for every single home game. You can catch it on either Total Media YouTube or Main Street TV Facebook, and it'll be there.
Very good. Love that. Baseball season's so fun because it's just, I don't know, it's just fun to sit outside and watch a baseball game and just chill out, and the weather's typically getting nice, and, you know. You got to love that.
Yep. I don't follow baseball a whole lot, but
I seem super excited about it.
I'm very excited. I'm just tired because I was out there from like till 9 p.m. So.
Yep.
It's
Dylan, you just got $1 million. Yep.
I didn't have a lot of coffee today either.
Well, could have had one, Jordan bring you one from McDonald's.
I should have texted him and been like, hey, bring me one of them coffees.
Bring me a Burger King coffee.
Not the Burger King coffee.
No.
We don't need me over here.
That's what it was. He choked on the Burger King coffee. We were making fun of him. It has nothing to do with the coffee itself. It was just we were making fun of him because he choked on Burger King coffee.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we have to get out of here for the day. We hope that you've enjoyed the program. And what are we doing tomorrow? Maybe a little news? Maybe
I think guest? It's Marsha from Search.
Okay. Sounds good. And see, Marsha thought she got out of all this talking to me, and she hasn't.
Nope. She has not. She was wrong.
That's right. All right. Well, have a great day, everyone. Enjoy some warm temperatures, and we'll be right back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.